This is The Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Recently, the White House named Emily Lazure, a teacher in Roseburg, a recipient of the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching, the nation's highest honors for teachers of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Emily joins us from Hewcrest Elementary. Emily, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, and thank you. Yeah, it's quite an honor.
So, how did you get into being a teacher? Let's back up and hear what led you into this whole field.
Well, as a child, first of all, I love to plan. I love to organize. I have always loved to tell my little brothers and sisters what to do. My greatest influence, though, would probably be my grandma. She taught, you know, she was an elementary teacher in a small Catholic school, and I went to that school as well, and I remember visiting her in her classroom and watching her and thinking, oh my goodness, she's amazing. I want to do that. I want to be like grandma.
And where did it go from there? How did you end up at Roseburg and at Hewcrest?
So coming from Michigan, coming out here to Oregon, my husband got an internship out here, and we ended up staying and have loved it ever since. And since I've got my family out here now, they all love it. They kind of followed me out here. I guess I am like grandma. You know, they followed me. We couldn't leave. So here I am at Hewcrest, and I've had great mentors in teaching and math. And when I got to the Roseburg School District, I had a great mentor, Carrie Cermak, and she must have seen something in me. And she said, oh, my goodness, you know, she won the award back in, I think, 2008. And when she nominated me, I think that, you know, that was just an honor anyway. And to honor her, I felt like, well, I'm going to try for it because, you know, someone sees something in you and you have to go for it. So, and so it started with a nomination there.
So you end up winning $10,000 from the National Science Foundation, a certificate signed by the president, trip to Washington, D.C., and also becoming part of a cadre of over 5,200 teacher alumni from around the nation. And while you're in D.C., this is fascinating. You get to participate in professional development activities, network with fellow STEM educators from across the nation. And I bet you're really looking forward to that part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a lot, doesn't it? You're getting your foot with a lot of people. There's a lot of doors that open, I guess, when you're invited to something like that. I remember even just going to the state conference when I back in 2002, when I found out I was a state finalist, and the Department of Education in Oregon had this conference, and, you know, I met a lot of people there. Past winners for this award and the current ones who just found out as well. But I'm getting some practice. You know, you get a little out of your comfort zone, but it's great and it's exciting, and you really get, you know, to talk about things that are exciting in math and science. And you know, where, I mean, we're always learning. You know, I'm no expert in the field. I'm always learning, and it's exciting.
I would imagine that not every second grader is all that enthralled with mathematics and science. What is your secret to instructing in such a way that they want to learn more?
Yeah, well, children are naturally curious, right? They don't want to be told the answer. It's about, you know, exploring and, you know, debating and having some misconceptions or making connections about things. And, you know, to me, the greatest lessons are the kids are when they're debating with each other, they're changing their mind, and they're really in the moment, you know, and they finally reach that, aha, this is the answer, or this is what it is. You know, the greatest mathematicians and scientists in history, you know, they, you know, became the experts in their field just by exploring.
Have
not
you,
being told the answer.
Now, how long have you been at Hewcrest?
Around 10 years
and
at Hewcrest.
Second grade the whole time?
Well, my lesson that I taught with, they were third graders, so I looped that year with some third graders. And in that specific year, I was the math teacher, so I taught math all day, every day.
Wow.
Hewcrest for 10 years now.
And what do you like about the kids and the staff at Hewcrest?
So much support. I don't even feel like I could take, you know, this award was just, it's, I feel like it's a group effort. I couldn't have done anything I teach without the support I have in the school and my teaching partners and, you know, the teachers, you know, who first grade teachers and the fifth grade teachers. I mean, it's just a big family and it's a support system.
When you go back to Washington, D.C., well, first of all, have you ever been there before?
I have not. I'm very excited.
And people are learning this weekend, depending on when your trip is, you may want to take a very warm jacket in the winter. Yeah. It gets pretty cold there. So much to see there and learn. And National Science Foundation, of course, working with the White House on this award. Is there a particular thing you're looking forward to most about going to D.C.?
From what I've read and what I've heard about PAMST win, or, you know, past PAMST winners, that's what we call it for short, you know, us people in the PAMST world. I've heard that they really pack a lot in there. There's lots of tours and they really, you know, I think it's 3 days they pack some big things in there. So, I mean, we get to tour the museums and we get to tour the White House and have a big dinner. I think I'm looking forward to that.
And as you watch the progress of past second graders, maybe kids that stay at Hillcrest and, you know, work their way through, what's it like to see a kid maybe in fourth, fifth grade who you realize maybe you had something to do with that spark of learning, especially in the area of math and science?
Well, the class I've won with, they're all sixth graders now, so I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to see them or talk with them about, you know, what we did back when they were in third grade. But I always appreciate the parents who, you know, they reach out and they come back to you and they're like, oh, you know, you made such a big impact on my child. And they still remember this from your class and they still talk about that. Or, you know, it's just a great feeling to know that you've made such a difference or they still think about you or remember little lessons you've taught them. Necessarily, it doesn't have to be academic, but, you know, even just a life skill.
Do you see yourself ever doing anything besides teaching?
I've thought about it. You know, I don't know. Like my dad said, he said, Emily, you're a teacher. It's what you do. You're so good at it. You know, even if I'm not teaching in a classroom, it'll probably be related to education in some way.
Well, a big honor there from the White House, the National Science Foundation, and really putting you up as one of the elite teachers in the nation when it comes to mathematics and science teaching. Emily Lazur, second grade teacher at Hillcrest, where the kids are heading to the classroom in about 4 minutes, so we're going to let you go for now, but thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.